This week marks the birth of a celebrated 20th century Russian cellist and conductor. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, one of his recordings with Eugene Ormandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra motivated one of today's leading concert soloists to pursue his career.
In November 1959, in the midst of the Cold War between the U.S. and the Soviet Union, Mstislav Rostropovich gave the U.S. premiere and recorded Shostakovich's first cello concerto with Eugene Ormandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra.
This very recording is very, very special for me.
German-Canadian cellist Johannes Moser was born 20 years later.
I found this recording, an old LP, in my dad's record collection when I was like 14 years old. And instantly, you know, within the first few bars, I totally fell in love with this concerto. And this became my favorite record for years. I was like, man, this really rocks. Like, I want to do that for a living.
Moser today appears with major orchestras all over the world and is still moved by the power of this work, which he played this season with the Philadelphia Orchestra.
You don't have to have lived in Russia of that time to be able to channel your anger and to be able to channel aggression, but also to channel very personal emotions. So I think this piece has such a variety of extreme emotions. The rawness of emotions. I feel even more honored and touched in a way that I can actually perform with this orchestra that basically inspired me to become a cellist.
The February concert was broadcast live on WRTI and will be rebroadcast this fall.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.